The Best in Class podcast is back today with another position breakdown as the march to the NFL draft continues. Today it's offensive linemen, but centers are broken out here, and Sean Sullivan, the JoeBucksFan.com draft guru, gives them a little extra attention, of course, because many Bucks fans think the Bucks might be drafting a center. He's got sleepers, he's got details, it's all in 30 minutes. Enjoy. Here's Sean.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to Best in Class with Sean Sullivan, coming to you live from Bill Curry Ford Studios in Tampa. What a day. The draft is coming up every single day. It's getting closer. I can feel it. It's getting so close. It's very exciting. It's like the Super Bowl for loser teams to become winning teams. When you win the offseason, you win the regular season, and that's a real thing. So, coming to you live from Bill Curry Ford Studios, I'm inside the brand new Giant, which is this new $25 million amazing facility, the largest of its kind in the United States, largest service drive in the world, 67 cars deep. If you haven't seen the new Bill Curry Ford, you are missing out. In Tampa, is there a better time to be from Tampa than right now? We have like the best things, period. We have new stadiums, we have Lightning, we have football. We have a baseball team that's getting a new stadium, which is very exciting. We have been in the playoffs four straight years as Bucks fans. We're the fastest growing city. And I just spent this past week at the Food and Wine Festival of Tampa. By the way, we are becoming a food mecca. And that is really the first sign that your city is becoming a mega city. Not only are we in population and, of course, building like Midtown with Venick, you know, building brand new parts of Tampa, and then the beautification of Tampa with, say, you know, obviously Bill Curry Ford being a state-of-the-art facility unlike no other in the state of Florida, we have new restaurants coming up every day. We have new chefs coming into town who are planting roots, and we actually have culture, which is amazing. We have food and wine, and Meat Market is in the head of it, and Chef Sean, who I was able to spend the week with, what an amazing person. If you haven't visited Meat Market in Hyde Park, you are missing out, and it is an amazing time to be from Tampa. Just watching this city grow into what it's growing into is amazing. What a great time to be from Tampa. For those of you who aren't from Tampa that follow this podcast to listen to your other teams, enjoy what we offer. We get to live where other people vacation, and not many people can say that. So that's a big deal. I wanted to give a shout out to the people I spent the week with. Obviously, Joe Bucks fan. We have a draft podcast coming up. I can't wait to get that on the schedule. Today we're going to go over offensive tackles and guards, and then I broke up the centers in a separate one. Still in the same podcast, but I didn't rank them the same. Reason being is because obviously a lot of the Bucks fans think that we're in the selection process of a new center. So I wanted to really give some more time to the centers because there's not many that I really like. I think there's some real difference makers. And I had some Joe Bucks fan best in class listeners email me and ask me about the center position. So again, we're going to spend a little bit more time on that, but we're going to go, my tackles and guards are the same, right? I'm going to go through my offensive linemen. Some of them are going to be guards, some of them are going to be tackles, and I'm going to tell you how I see them playing in the NFL and how I think they're going to best fit in. And again, visit BillCurryFord.com. See all of our amazing April specials that we have going on right now. We have match your down payment. If you have a $5,000 down payment, that's what you have when you have a $5,000 tax return, because we're going to match it, and it's going to give you $10,000 off. So it's pretty incredible stuff going on with the lifetime warranty. Follow us at Bill Curry Ford Tampa, Instagram, Facebook, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. All right, getting into my new number one guy. This guy is on the big board on some guys. I absolutely love his size and length, and that's Joe Alt, offensive tackle, Notre Dame, 6'8", 321. Don't care about his 40 time. He's going to be a top 10 pick. Really long body, long arms, which is what you need in a left tackle, strong upper body, has great hand technique. When he latches on, he's really good. I don't care how stiff he is, because I'm not asking him to do much other than just protect my quarterback. Joe Alt is a plug-and-play left tackle in the NFL. He's going to be a starter from day one for whoever gets him. So to me, that's really a no-brainer conversation. My next guy is another tackle, who I have ranked number two in offensive linemen, and that's J.C. Latham. 6'6", 342 out of Alabama. Now, Alabama has not had a lot of really good offensive linemen. And for those of you who go, well, Sean, what about this guy? Listen, I do this every year, right? I do this all year. there's a lot more busts on the offensive line at Alabama than there are wins. And Lee DeKemper has this amazing theory. And a lot of NFL scouts believe that a lot of the Alabama players are so well coached that they've reached their ceiling while they're still in college. So when they're drafted, you project them out to be this better player, and they've really already got to their ceiling, and they just are that player. They don't get any better. And I've seen that in a couple of tackles in the past. But I'm going to go with J.C. Lanthan. I think he's a little different. First of all, he's a mammoth of a man, 6'6", 342, okay? He is a powerful, obviously, from his size, plays with it. He doesn't ginger around. He uses his strength immediately. He wins blocks easily. He moves people out of the way like they're nothing. I don't know if he's going to be a left tackle or a right tackle in the NFL, but I can tell you that no matter what tackle position he plays at, he's going to be rock solid. He's a day one starter. I think he's an instant impact player. Just based upon his movement, like it depends on what kind of offense you're going to run. If you're going to make him get out and try to run block, you know, he's probably going to be a much better right tackle than left tackle. I just don't see his feet being where they need to be like a dancing bear, but we'll see. It depends on what kind of quarterback, what kind of offensive system. If you're going to get the ball out in 2.32 seconds, J.C. Lanthan is your guy at left tackle. If you're going to run more of a downfield passing, then I'd play him at right tackle. But again, he's the second best player on the board, and that's J.C. Lanthan. Okay, so we're going to get into some names, right, which are going to be very difficult to pronounce. I'm going to do my very best like I always do. I actually do a ton of research. It doesn't matter how many times I hear a person's name. Doesn't matter how much research I do. I still struggle with their names. It's just part of the deal. I also get lost if you spin me around three times. I can't find my way back to North. So it is what it is. So my third guy is Olu Fashanu out of Penn State. Offensive tackle, 6'6", 312. Big enough, long enough to be a left tackle in the NFL. Obviously, he's not an elite athlete. That's why he's number three. But he's big, strong, plays with pretty good technique, considering the fact that John Franklin's his head coach, who obviously has not done a very good job with a lot of these elite players. But, you know, his NFL comparison is Penei Sewell, because Penei Sewell started at right, then he moved to left. We'll see how it goes. A lot of people are projecting him at guard. I can't believe that with his size, but I still think he's going to be a tackle in the NFL, and that's Olu Fashanu out of Penn State, day one starter at right tackle, if not left tackle. I don't believe that he's a guard, and I think that it would be a wasted pick to move him to guard. And I love how they always say, well, he'd be a very good tackle, but he'd be an all-pro guard. Well, let me just tell you something. It's hard to find a good tackle, so I'd rather have the good tackle. It's easier to find a guard. Moving into my next one is a guard out of Washington. Now, other people have him at tackle. I have him at guard, and that's Troy Fontenot, right? 6'3", 317. So perfect height and weight for a guard. I mean, you could not get a better measurement for a guard. Now, he was Michael Penix Jr.'s left tackle, so, of course, I watch every snap, every game that Michael Penix played. Obviously, I saw Fontenot in there. He's absolutely an amazing left tackle. Doesn't let anybody get near him. But I really think just because of his length, he's going to have shorter arms. He's going to have his height is 6'3". He's not 6'5". He's not 6'6". I think he definitely is going to be an all-pro guard from day one. He's my number one guard on the board, and I think that he's going to be a day one starter. We're going to go through this class, and I'm going to keep saying day one starter because this offensive line, offensive guard, center class, not so much centers, but the offensive guard and tackle are unbelievably deep. You're probably going to have eight tackles taken in the first round. Eight tackles, guards, offensive linemen. I mean, this is a deep, deep class. These guys are just big and strong, like every one of them. You're looking at me like, they just, like, is there something in the water? You know, they just keep producing these gigantic guys. Moving on to a guy that's projected as a right tackle, this is on my board, right, is Talisi Fuagat. So I pronounce it that way because that's how I hear it. I've heard Fuega, Fuga, whatever. His mother named him. She can figure it out. I'll call him Talisi. Right? 6'5", 333. This guy is a mauler. Like, if you haven't watched him play, like, go to YouTube and just watch some of his highlight plays. When I say he's a mauler, he's 6'5", 333. Obviously, he's gigantic. He's a gigantic man. But I'm going to tell you right now, this guy is a day one starter at right tackle. He is going to be a tremendous run blocker right away. He is going to move people out of the way. He's going to give your offensive line a very legitimate physicality from day one. He's safe. I think he's as safe as pick as it gets right now on the offensive line. And I think that Talisi is going to be unbelievable for an NFL team. Amarius Mims, offensive tackle of Georgia, is my next one. 6'7", 340, obviously prototypical size for a tackle. In terms of physical talent, this guy has a lot of it. He's going to test extremely well. You know, I still think some of those physical tests don't really matter, but this guy's an athlete. I think he missed some time in 2023 with some injuries, and I think that's going to hurt some of his evaluation. I think if he wasn't hurt, he'd probably be higher than six on my board and probably higher in the NFL, but he's still going to be a first-round draft pick. And I think that he's got a huge, huge ceiling. Like, this guy could be an all-pro type talent. And I know a lot of these Georgia guys, I'm telling you, the Georgia guys are, they come into the NFL and they're ready to play. And I know that some people are down on Amarius Mims or saying maturity problems. Listen, I don't interview these guys. I don't do medicals, right? I'm just telling you what I see. This guy's an unbelievable talent, mountain of a man, well-coached, won a title. He's a dancing bear. That's what I call him, because he's physically gifted at 6'7", at 340. He can dance. And when you can dance, you can play left tackle in the NFL. So we'll see how he goes. But I have him as a left tackle, and that's Amarius Mims out of Georgia. My next guy, Tyler Guyton, has been linked to the Buccaneers, if you can believe that. He's an offensive tackle out of Oklahoma, 6'7", 328. There are half of the NFL teams want to move this guy to guard because they think he's an all-pro guard from day one, and his physicality will fix an offensive line who's a little soft. I see this guy as a tackle. At 6'7", it's hard to be a guard at 6'7". It just is. And I know Ira Kaufman and I agree on that, because you're tall, and the defensive, like the noses and the other types of tackles, they're like 6'1", 6'2". They get underneath your pads, and they can push you back. Like, at tackle, it's a little different because you're going wide. You're not trying to go in. And I just think with that size, and Tyler Guyton is physically gifted. I know that there's off-the-field problems with him. Again, not going to speak to the off-the-field stuff. I can only tell you that I have him rated 7 overall as an offensive lineman. Tyler Guyton is a first-round draft pick, and he's a starter from day one. And I don't think it's a guard, and I don't think the Bucs draft him. My next guy, number 8, is Jordan Morgan, offensive tackle, Arizona, 6'4", 312. Unbelievable year at Arizona. He has great length for only being 6'4". Tremendous quickness. He's started for 3 seasons. He only allowed 1 sack over 670 snaps. He was a star at the Senior Bowl. He did extremely well with interviews with NFL guys. But this is what I wrote one word next to him. Violence. Right? Just a violent offensive lineman. Like his hands, his demeanor. He's like Jensen in that manner. He's just not going to take any crap from anyone. He's going to set the tone early, and he's going to be very, very aggressive and violent and physical towards the defense. This is a guy that I want on my team. That's how that works. I love seeing the violence and the intensity on these guys. I see him as a left tackle in the NFL. I know a lot of guys see him as a right tackle or moving him as a guard at 6'4". I think he can play left tackle. You know why? Because he wants to. Because he's going to put his will on the defensive player. And I think that Jordan Morgan is going to be a starter and possibly a first-round draft pick. Link to the Bucs, and that's Graham Barton out of Duke. 6'5", 313. He's an absolute run blocker. This guy destroys defensive linemen in front of him. This guy's linked to the Bucs, obviously, because we need a left guard. You know, Steve and I were talking, and Ira and Lee, and I feel like the Bucs really hedged their bets on this, getting a day one starter by signing the Eagle, the gentleman that we signed from the Eagles, started 6 games last year, and then obviously the guard center that we signed from the Giants, who also started some games. I think that he's not going to be pigeonholed into 26, but if Graham Barton's there, I know that everyone in the world is going to want him. It's just not Jason Light's style. He finds these guards, and I'm going to go over some guards that I think he's going to be looking at, that are just incredible, and he finds them in the third and fourth round. And listen, as Bucs fans and as Joe Bucs fan listeners, best-in-class listeners, you should understand we should trust in Jason Light when it comes to offensive line. He's the best there is. I think he's the best GM in the NFL when it comes to offensive line evaluation. I don't think it's close. If he drafts Graham Barton at 26, I would be very surprised. And if I saw that, I'd be like, okay, then Graham Barton is so high on Jason Light's list that he is not a project, that he expects him to be a Pro Bowl guard. You know, and that's how I see it, just because the value for a guard down is better, in my opinion. Number 10, Kingsley Suamanate out of BYU, 6'4", 329. Obviously, the guy is very compact. He looks like, just his name sounds, he looks like a wrestler. Like he's just going to like beat you up. Again, extreme athleticism. He is a dancing bear. I think he's a perfect pass protector. Run blocking, I think that he shows a willingness to run block, but we'll see how he does in the NFL. I think that he's going to be a tackle. I didn't move him into guard at 6'4", 329. I left him at tackle because I think he can play left or right. I think he can be a swing tackle. I think he's going to be a second-round pick, but we'll see how Kingsley does. But if he does, I think he's going to be a starter. I think he's going to be very similar to, even at 6'4", I think he's going to be, like Donald Penn was started a lot of games for the Buccaneers. I think this is a guy that's going to go in and start a lot of games. I don't think he's an all-pro. I don't think he's like a super impact starter. I think he just does his job and does it extremely well. But I think he has some upside. We'll see how that – I don't think he's been playing long enough to really see what his ceiling is going to be. So I think that's really what's against him, but we'll see. Number 11 is Patrick Paul out of Houston, 6'7", 333, prototypical size for a tackle, obviously, monster size, long arms to lock onto defensive players. He actually had 4 years of starting experience, which, again, is like a Bill Parcells thing. I mean, look at how many starts he had. I didn't count his starts, but think about 4 years of starting. He's been starting since he was 18 years old in college football. It's unbelievable. I think he has a potential to be a long-term tackle in the NFL. I think going right in day one, he's going to be a very powerful physical run blocker, but I think obviously his pass protection is why he's fallen to 11. He's got a lot to work on there. I think he projects more as a right tackle to me in the NFL. Here's a guy that's overlooked because of Joe Alt, and that's Blake Fisher. He's an offensive tackle at Notre Dame, played on the other side, 6'5", 310. I think he plays left and right tackle. I think he's very underrated. I think he's very well coached. And I think, you know, again, sometimes, you know, Joe Alt can overshadow another guy. Kind of like what Sauce Gardner, my number one corner, by the way, that I predicted to be an all-pro. The first all-pro as a rookie, by the way, was my prediction, and it came true. So nod that up to the guys who think I'm just a car GM and don't know football. I got a lot of wins under my belt, guys. Fisher was a starting right tackle. Obviously, he did play left tackle before Joe Alt moved over there. He's quick and athletic. He probably would have started at left tackle had he been anywhere else where Joe Alt wasn't. I think this is a guy you can draft in the third or fourth round and instantly becomes your backup swing tackle. And he's just a well-coached, smart, cerebral player. I really like him in that fourth round. I don't like him any higher than that because I don't think he's a starter. I think he's a spot starter. Number 13 I have is Cooper Beebe, the guard out of Kansas State, 6'3", 322, prototypical size for a guard. He is a three-year starter at Kansas State. I think that when I watched him, he's very powerful, but he doesn't move very quick. I think he lacks some athletic ability. But if you at inside a guard in the NFL, I think just with his power alone, he's going to be a great run blocker. I watched some interviews with him actually today, where he was talking about some games, and he was a captain. He seems very smart. I don't think he's a starter from day one, but I think he develops into a starter. I know what we did with Kappa, and I felt like we started Kappa too early, and then by his second year, he was really coming into his own. He's playing very well for the Bengals, and then, of course, you know, we drafted Cody Mock last year, who I think is going to have a big leap his second year. I think Cooper Beebe is going to be very similar to that, where if somebody tries to start him his rookie year, he's going to struggle. I think by the second year, I think you're going to see what he is, and I think he's a starting NFL guard. Coming in at 14 is Layden Robinson, guard, Texas A&M. Again, prototypical size. I don't know what they're doing with these guys, but they're all just perfect size and length. 6'3", 302, very, very strong. He looks like a right guard in the NFL. I think he's just a gigantic, strong, compact, nasty. In my notes in here, I wrote nasty, 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 because he's one of those guys that's going to be like a hockey defenseman on the field. He likes to scrap. He likes to push and shove after the whistle. He tries to inflict violence onto his opponent, nastiness. I really think that he is going to be a starter in the NFL, and I think that a team that like the Baltimore Ravens, you know, who has a run first offense, would love somebody like Layden Robinson. He just fits right in day one, and he doesn't need to pass protect extremely well because Lamar can move around. But I think he's going to go to an offense like that. But man, is he just nasty. And when you watch the tape, you'll see what I'm saying. It's unbelievable. Coming in at 15 is another guy that was projected to the Bucks, and that's Christian Hayes, guard out of Connecticut, 6'2", 318, projected as a third-round draft pick. He started at right guard at Connecticut, has played left guard. The reason why he's falling a little bit is because he's a little undersized at 6'2", 318, but it doesn't seem like Jason Light cares about that undersizedman. I feel like if the guy's technically sound and he does a proper anchor and uses his hand correctly, I think Jason really sees a lot in these guys. I think I understand why Christian Hayes is on people's radar for the Bucks to pick sick, possibly with one of their two third-round draft picks. He's definitely a guy that can come in and compete right away for that guard position. Again, he's undersized at 6'2", 318, strong run guard, okay pass, great starts, very physical and very cerebral. And I think what Jason looks for is I think he's looking for some smart players, and I think this is one of those guys. And I have a sleeper that I think is Jason Light's going to be all over, and I'll go over that later. So let's go over the centers, right? So that was 15 tackles and guards that I went through. The majority of what everything I just went through are first round to early second round, at least top 45 picks. So 32 in the first round, top of the second round. It's unbelievable, the depth. It's very hard to go further just because there's so many. I don't remember a class that had this many first round draft pick tackles and guards in it. And that includes the center that we're talking about with Jackson Powers Booth out of Oregon. He's my number one center. He's 6'3", 334, perfect size for a center, perfect weight, obviously, he's a mountain of a man. He looks to be like the safest pick right now for a center, day one starter, absolutely powerful run blocker, powerful pass protector, has quickness to get to the second level depending on what kind of offense you're going to run. Do you need him to get out on a zone block? I guess it depends on if you're going to do power or zone. He has a mean streak to him, similar to Ryan Jensen. He has violent blocks. He has some stuff after the play. I noticed that when Oregon played Washington, they tried to push him around a little bit, and he responded. I think that Jackson Powers Johnson is a perennial Pro Bowler. I don't think a rookie center should make the Pro Bowl. I think it's very rare. I don't think that he's going to make the Pro Bowl, but I think he is a guy that will make the Pro Bowl and have some under his belt. I think he's that good as long as he stays healthy. And if he's there at 26, I didn't want to draft a center at 26 because I feel like a center you should be able to get later in the draft. And I don't know if it's as much of a need as it is a pass rusher. I don't think that Hainsey has done that bad of a job. If they want to improve the run blocking, they should start at the tight end position. That's my two cents. My second rated center is Zach Frazier out of West Virginia. Obviously, I had a Joe Bucks fan listener and a Best in Class listener email me and ask me about Zach Frazier. I did a ton of homework, and I want to go over that because of the listener. 6'2", 314, wrestling background. I didn't know much about him. I knew that he was technically sound, but I went ahead and just watched a bunch of tape on him, and I have some notes. I can tell you that he doesn't lose very often. That's something that I know Hainsey drove me a little crazy with. Hainsey was last year, especially against the Carolina game at the end of the season, the Carolina defensive tackle was just manhandling Hainsey, making it impossible for us to run the ball and to throw the ball down the field. It was pretty bad game when everybody has a bad game. And then I watched him against the Detroit Lions. He's consistently moved off the ball. Doesn't mean that he's a bad center. I mean, not every center can be a Pro Bowl center, but that's just not something that can happen with Zach Frazier. He's a run blocker, nasty run blocker, killer instinct. He's great in pass protection. He's extremely fundamental. That must be from his wrestling background. He understands technique very, very well. I think he's going to be the lead blocker in a run game. I think that he has incredible hands. Now, this hands thing, I think it has to be from wrestling, right? Is he gets a grip on someone. You're not getting away from Zach Frazier. It's just not happening. By the way, super smart, right? One of the smartest guys that tested for the offensive lineman. He understands pre-snap reads. He makes the law. He makes all the line calls for West Virginia. And he obviously diagnosed stunts extremely well, right? So Zach Frazier is a guy that has a third-round grade, right? He's better than a third-round grade. So I think this is a guy that Bucks might be looking at in the third round. Now, going on to one of my absolute favorite players in the draft is third on my center list, yes. But it's just because of where I think they can get, he can get drafted, and that's Cedric Van Pran Granger out of Georgia. 6'4", 298, perfect height and weight. He has a fourth to fifth round projection. That's possible that he could fall that far. I mean, somebody could fall in love with him like I did when I watched his tape. I fell in love with him. I said, this guy's way better than a fourth round draft pick. But what a great value for the Bucks if he does fall in the fourth round. Obviously, he was a starter at Georgia. He has won national titles. He was blocking for one of the best rushing attacks in college football history. He can pass block. He is a violent run blocker. Really, when you look at his starts, his size, his athleticism, who coached him, how many games that he actually played in, the quarterbacks that he blocked for who were extremely successful, but more importantly, how about the running game at Georgia? The running game at Georgia just physically impresses its will against its opponent, especially in the SEC. That's where all the NFL players are anyway. You just watch him go against NFL players, and he just consistently beats them. The guy had 43 starts at center for Georgia, and they're talking about him in the fourth round. I just feel like this guy is an absolute steal. But if you look at the center position between Jackson Powers Johnson, Zach Frazier, and Cedric Van Pran Granger, that's some pretty, pretty good centers. And I know that only one of them has a first-round grade. I still feel like drafting a center in the first round, I'm going to say it again, is a mistake. I'm going to go on with my last guy. I'm going to go on with a guard that I've been watching tape on, and it just reminds me so much of what Jason Light's going to be looking for. And it's Mason McCormick. He's a guard out of South Dakota State. Sound familiar? 6'4", 309, okay? He's projected to be a sixth or seventh round pick or a free agent. I just want you to think about that. Most likely he's going to be a fifth round draft pick. He's got a lot of hype right now. The guy is incredibly angry. He plays angry. Kind of like that movie Drive Angry. He plays angry. So first of all, let's talk about his intelligence. He had 57 consecutive starts calling the plays for South Dakota State. He obviously understands pre-snap. Strong body, right? Already ready to go. His hands are one of his best attributes. Like, he knows how to use them. He knows how to get them locked on a defensive player, and he knows how to ride him to the ground, right? Short pulls is what he's most effective in, which is going to be extremely good for our run game, right? This whole thing about counter twists and stunts, all of these guys are good at that. So I don't understand why that's always a thing, but it is. His physical, aggressive style, he finishes plays with violence. He's the guy that pushes and shoves after the play, very similar to Mock, who we drafted last year, Kappa, who we drafted before that, Ali Marpet, who we drafted before that. Again, what is his specialty? Heavy run schemes. A-gap power, G-lead runs. He's the captain on the team. And I really feel like when you watch his tape, if you guys haven't watched Mason McCormick, watch some of his plays. You'll see what I'm saying. Just, he's like a boxer in there. Pow, pow, with his hands. Then he grabs a hold of him. Then he pushes him around. He, like, for 6'4", 309, he plays like a much bigger man. Even though, trust me when I tell you, that's big. That's good size for a guard. That's the prototypical size. He plays bigger. I feel like this is a guy that people are sleeping on, and because he's from South Dakota State, and Jason Light's one of those guys who might lock in on Mason McCormick and wait and watch how the draft unfolds and try to grab some other positions. And then he might grab Mason McCormick. But we'll see how that goes. So thank you for listening to the Best in Class podcast on offensive linemen, guards, tackles, and centers with some sleepers in there. What an amazing draft for the offensive line. I think you're going to see 8 offensive linemen taken in the first round. Again, it's a quarterback, wide receiver, cornerback, and offensive lineman deep. It's going to be light on linebackers, defensive tackles, and safeties. So that's pretty interesting. Please follow us at Bill Curry Ford Tampa, Instagram, Facebook. Visit us at BillCurryFord.com to see all of our amazing specials. Don't forget, we have mobile service. We can come out to your place of business or your home and do your service there to include recalls. We can also, with scheduling on our new automated scheduler, we can do a loaner vehicle just in case you wanted to actually come and see the Giant and see this amazing dealership and drop your car off and pick a car up. Just schedule that with your service advisor, which we have 16 of. So The store itself is amazing. We are growing every single day. We've already doubled in size. We expect by the end of the year to be one of the top stores in the United States, and that's right there on Del Mabry, 1 mile north of Raymond James Stadium in Tampa. Again, thank you, Joe Bucks fan. I'll see you guys. I hope you enjoyed the best 30 minutes of football.